You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Lee?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
It's no, it's not. There's nothing happening.
All across Wisconsin.
I'm doing that. Nothing's playing. Like, I'm not hearing anything.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Yeah. Now, live from our Lake Wasota studio,
I'm hearing the board fine through StreamYard here, although I think there's some delay. And so this is my chance to say, hey there, Wisconsin, good morning, and welcome to a new show on a Monday morning, 6:06. Nice to have you here from across the Civic Media Radio Network, or on the app. But right now we're trying to reestablish our connection here between where I am, visiting grandkids, and where Greg Bach is. Back at radio, at the radio ranch, and maybe Greg wants to pop me up through the telephone, and we can talk that way at least.
Okay, I just
want Alicia saying on Facebook there's a touch of an echo, and that could be because I've also got the phone line open just in case Greg wants to talk on the phone here. So, Arp.
Okay, all right. Someone turned it off. The monitor was just off. Okay.
You guys are troubleshooting live on the air. So have Pat do the show.
Talk.
In our second hour about the Chippewa Valley Healthcare Cooperative. This is a group that is, trying to figure out where my echo is coming from here. Oh, it's coming from the phone. I'm going to hang up the phone there. Greg's going to have to let me know if I need to pop back up on the phone or not. And there you are. Okay. All right. Chippewa Valley Healthcare Cooperative is what I was saying here. We've got two guests from there. You'll recall that a year ago, the Chippewa Valley lost not one, but two hospitals after an out-of-state company just abruptly closed down Sacred Heart in Eau Claire and St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls. And ever since that time, the Chippewa Valley has, there are other hospitals there, but it disrupted a whole lot of patients. It left a whole lot of people without work. And it taught us something about the volatility of America's healthcare system. And so is there room again in this world of corporate medicine for independent nonprofit community hospitals, you know, the way they started back in the day? We'll talk to our guests about that, about a hospital that they're hoping to construct in Lake Halley, which is between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And in the meantime, they may be using St. Joseph's Hospital, which had been abandoned again a year ago, as temporary quarters. The interesting thing is there's a lesson we can glean from this, and that is not everything is supposed to be run like a business, like a for-profit business. Certainly, we've learned that about healthcare now. It's profit-driven healthcare at the corporate level that has, decimated the availability of care and certainly the quality of care in certain areas. So it goes for business and government. So many times we hear government should be run like a business. No, it shouldn't. And that really is today's civics lesson that we're going to get into in just a moment as we watch the markets crater yet again this morning and talk about, the difference between running government and running business. I would be remiss if I didn't start by talking about the demonstrations that were held over the weekend on Saturday. I was traveling out of state for the weekend, as you can tell by our little technical snafus here. But the photos, the posts, the videos, just thousands and then millions of people when you add it all up. And people say, well, what does it mean? What did it actually accomplish? The same thing that the Cory Booker speech did in the Senate, you know, days earlier, where again, people want to be dismissive of it and shouldn't be, because just turning over, you know, just sitting down, just, you know, rolling over and saying, well, you know, what can you do, is exactly what people want when they just want to roll over and do whatever they want to a minority of any kind. And it's when that minority of people says, no, 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 this isn't typical. This will not stand. We will oppose this, is at least the first sign of restoring some order to the world. And that's what people did over the weekend. They said, we need order restored. We don't need a lack of due process. We don't need interference in our elections. And we don't need our 401ks to be tanking unnecessarily. Let's say it again for everybody in the back. We have had in this country the greatest recovery of any developed nation after the pandemic had ended. And now it's been ruined. It's been ruined by somebody who wanted to run government like a business. I'll get to that part in a moment. But I just before I leave the demonstrations, just again want to talk about how positive it was. You know, if necessity is the mother of invention, then perhaps it's political opposition is the mother of creativity, at least in sign making. And there were so many, I didn't even try to compile a list. I'm sure many of you have seen many of the signs out there. So I would just say, if you haven't, go onto social media or news sites and just look at how people are, look, they're rightly upset about what's happening. But it didn't get in the way of their creativity to express themselves. And so God bless them for doing that. Before I go any further, because we got started on a bit of a rough note, let me take care of some of the other housekeeping matters here. Of course, you can get our Up North News Daily newsletter. Head over to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and sign up for it. Today is National Beer Day. Yes, there's a National Beer Day, and it is meant to commemorate what happened 92 years ago today, and that was the end of Prohibition. Now, Wisconsin, of course, has always been big on beer. There are more than 200 breweries, many of them renowned, you know, around the country and some around the world. And some of them have been awarded quite handsomely over the years for their brews. And Christina Laurie put together stories, including a link in our newsletter, to learn about which Wisconsin breweries have been among the most rewarded, or the most awarded, I guess I should say. Also, I am not a viewer of The White Lotus, but I understand the season finale was last night, if I'm reading correctly. And in the newsletter, we talk about Carrie Coon. She is the actress who played Lori on the show, one of the leading characters, and she is a University of Wisconsin graduate and had a long, accomplished resume before coming to the White Lotus series. And so, again, you can read more about her over at our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. We also had our weekend newsletter where, again, I had to do a little bit of scrambling at the last minute to add some photos that Selena Heller took from around the Eau Claire area, where there were at least 1,500 people there. And let me see, I believe Alicia talked about 2,500 people in Appleton is what she's saying. And it's not even that. It's, I mean, 2,500 in Appleton is cool. Couple thousand in Milwaukee, a few thousand in Madison, but it was all the other little, you know, little places by comparison that still got healthy crowds, including Chippewa Falls and Mineral Point, and they lined the streets up in Rice Lake, and you know, wherever you looked in pretty much every county, it seemed there were people that had formed some kind of a protest and wanted to speak out about it. So again, thanks for the comment on that. We did mention it in our weekend newsletter. And we also have our question of the week. The question of the week deals with tax relief. And we said, okay, again, back to that $4 billion state surplus that we haven't talked about much because of, you know, other matters at the national level, but there's still a state budget to be written. And if you're going to include tax relief in it, what should that tax relief look like? And I mean, there's so many ways to do it. So we listed just a few specific options, like, do you gear it toward income tax cuts at the higher income brackets? Because as the saying goes, you know, the higher incomes pay higher taxes. Other people look at the percentage of their income that goes in taxes and say, you know, they would choose the option of cut taxes at the middle income tax brackets. there's an option in there as well for, and actually put it toward the sales tax, either reduce the sales tax or exempt more items from it. And what was the other option that we gave? More targeted tax breaks. So along with your overall tax rate, you would stop taxing certain forms of income or the first so many dollars of income before taxes kick in. Now, we have already received a fair share of answers that said none of the above. If we've got a surplus, let's reinvest it in key services. That point is very well taken. However, of the options that are listed there, what is it that you would want us to do if we were all the imaginary legislature here? So again, that's in our weekend newsletter that you can get by heading over to upnorthnewswi.com. and clicking subscribe up in the top banner. All right, let's take a look at the sports real quick, and then we're going to get back into the news and the markets plunging and everything else. But it was a busy weekend in sports. Jackson Churio homered twice and matched a career high with five RBIs as the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Cincinnati Reds Sunday 8-2. That wraps up a four-game series with Cincinnati and a seven-game homestand. So today is their first day off in 9 days. They're heading west for another nine-game stretch, three in Colorado, three games in Arizona before coming home next week. But we've got to start somewhere, so let's start with that series in Colorado. That will get set tomorrow, 7:40 in Colorado, so the broadcast will begin at 7:05 tomorrow evening on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, and Hayward. The Milwaukee Bucks are on a four-game winning streak here after beating the New Orleans Pelicans 111-107 last night. This is the last week of the regular season in the NBA. Next Sunday is the final day of the regular season. The Bucks are already assured of a playoff spot, so we won't have to deal with any of that nonsense about play-in games. We'll tell you more about that next week. The Bucks are home tomorrow versus the Timberwolves. They're home Thursday against New Orleans. They're at Detroit on Friday, and then they wrap up the regular season next Sunday at home against Detroit. And in hockey news, Alex Ovechkin played the role of Henry Aaron, breaking a record that nobody thought was going to be broken. That would be Wayne Gretzky playing the role of Babe Ruth. In this case, it was Gretzky's 894 goals. Alex Ovechkin got goal number 895, and he did it in basically the same number of games as Gretzky. Now, Gretzky's still far and away the better overall player, number of assists and other things that he did. But don't take anything away from the great eight, Alex Ovechkin, for what he was able to accomplish. All right, we'll get to some of the day's news after this. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin or out of state, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yes, the title of this hour is Panic Monday, and I was not the one to coin it, but it's going to work because it's looking like a bit of a Panic Monday out there on Wall Street. First, now that we've got all the little technical glitches out, let's give a formal welcome to Greg Bach out there in Radio Park. Mr. Bach, good morning. How are you?
Much better.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
Yep, that was... Here's the thing. I can now back up a step and tell folks. Now, I'm not at our Lake Wissota studio, as they like to say. And there was this pesky election back on April 1st. But for one of my daughters and their kids, their spring break was last month. And I couldn't go. I couldn't go see the grandkids because you don't want to be out of state with an election pending. And, you know, what if there's breaking news and everything? And so we set up a visit for after the election, and things were going to go really smoothly because I've broadcast from, you know, both daughters' respective cities in the past. I set up everything here and I hit the right buttons and it comes out over there. And if I said nothing, nobody would be any of the wiser, unless we get a glitch here and there. And these things happen. So here, that's where you see, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you see different circumstances from this lovely VRBO where I'm going to be for this week. And again, great to see the grandsons, but it's great first thing Monday to see Greg Bach. How are we doing?
I am doing great. It's great to see your face, my friend. Big shout out to, but I know we shouldn't be like talking about how the sausage is made and everything.
Oh, no,
like,
no. I'm all about that.
Big shout out to Luke Mathers, as always. Whenever there's a glitch or something, he's always there to be like, all right.
I always hear him on the speaker and he's like so calm. And yes. He's like, okay, try this.
Because he knows the fixes. While like Greg here is like trying to set his hair on fire, being like, why can't we get anything to work? So big shout out to the very handsome, very capable Luke Mathers for that.
Very capable.
So you're okay. So I was going to say, like, the if you please watch the live stream where Pat is lovely.
It is lovely. Here's the thing. It didn't look lovely when I pulled up to this VRBO. It's in a part of a city out here in the Mountain West that clearly was a city, a small city back in the day. It's along a rail line that isn't used much anymore. And you come upon this old building that was probably part of like a, you know, quote unquote downtown at one point.
Yeah.
And it's got the year that it was built, which is over 100 years ago, on top of the building. And from the outside, you're like, oh no. Oh, what have I done? What have I done? And I don't know what this was, if it was a granary or a warehouse or what. But they gutted the inside. And if you've been to any warehouse district, you know, in Milwaukee, like Walker's Point or Minneapolis, you know that some of these places, when they really put themselves into it, they expose the original brick facade.
Yeah.
But then they put in some more modern touches and turn them into units.
Yeah,
I mean, this is gorgeous here.
It looks beautiful. And I'm very curious. I'm very curious about your experience with I call it Verbo. I don't know if it's VRBO, but what?
Either, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it looks beautiful. And in Milwaukee, there are a ton of those places where you're like, oh, this is a building where I will be murdered. And then you walk in, you're like, oh, this is a place where I can buy essential oils.
Yes, that's exactly.
And be murdered. You never know. You never know. But yeah, I mean, it looks gorgeous. And I ask because, you know, it's still about 2.5 years away, but Bridget has been asking me a lot about what do I want to do for my 50th birthday? Mm-hmm. And I really would love to go to the mountains. I'd like to get away and I want to like get a really nice place for a weekend and just relax. And I see that and I'm like, God, okay.
Right. Well, and part of the reason you see this growth even out here is, I mean, we're about 100 miles away from West Yellowstone.
Okay.
And yet the demand has always been such for places to stay by people who come to Yellowstone that they'll get a VRBO 100 miles away. And then they'll drive in and they'll go all around the park and everything and come back. And they'll do that for a couple of days or a week or whatever. So, yeah, there's still a very brisk market, shall we say.
Yeah.
She says no beautiful bookshelves in the back, though. True. But it, like I said, we'll take the rest there. Tony agrees that we're going to need a tour. Alicia says we're going to need a tour of TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely put up photos of the inside and the outside because, yes, when you see the outside at first, that's exactly what you think. Yeah. This is where I'm going to be murdered. And then it turns out it's actually quite, quite lovely. Let's see. It's Monday, so I think we'll be seeing Dr. Kristen Lyerly in just a sec. And here's the thing. I was getting all set to talk about Bob Dylan doing a concert in Eau Claire. Was it Thursday or Friday or Saturday? I don't know. I don't have
really?
In front of me. I started seeing posts that he helped break in the new Sonatag Center in Eau Claire with a concert. Only to see Dr. Lyerly with a post that she'd seen Bob Dylan in concert over the weekend as well, but I'm not sure where, if it was Green Bay or where it was. So we're going to ask her.
Whatever it was, I'm sure she stood on stage and sang a song with him and said, hey, Bob Dylan and I wrote this in 1974. I hope you like it. Like every time Dr. and I, you know how I like, I bow at Dr. Lyerly for everything, but it's always every time we talk about her, she's like, oh, I invented the spokes that go on bicycle wheels. Like, of course you have.
I know. Well, and of course they couldn't, they did not allow cameras and phones to be taken into the concert venues. And so instead of a photo of Bob Dylan, it's her sitting at Bob Dylan's piano at his home up in Hibbing where she works from time to time. Hey, because of course she did. Of course she played Bob Dylan's childhood piano.
Of course.
It's just so good. Let me grab a minute here just to talk a bit about news, and we'll do more of it with Dr. Lyerly as well. But here's the thing. Overnight futures trading and now trading in Asia and then Europe show that Wall Street is poised to fall another 5% right out of the gates this morning when markets open in about 2 hours. See, Donald Trump has this fantasy that every nation on earth, friend or foe, is going to rush to make individual deals with him to save their country's export markets. That was never going to happen in such a short time frame when you say, nope, we're going to do this with everybody rather than one deal at a time. He could have picked some low-hanging fruit, maybe a new trade deal with Vietnam or the Philippines. No, because he believes that government is such that you have to run it like a business, and sometimes you have to break things in order to fix them. Not only is government not intended to run that way, business isn't intended to run that way, where you break things down entirely. That's not running a business. That's being a vulture, so that you can break apart something and squeeze more money out of it. Government was never designed to be operated like a business, period. End of sentence. They're two distinctly different things. And as we're going to talk about in an hour, healthcare was never meant to be run like a for-profit corporate business. Everybody needs to do a better job of staying in their lane. But by Donald Trump weaving in and out of lanes, it's causing crashes and calamity all over the place. Hence the title of this hour's show, Panic Monday. Back with more right after this. You're up north. You know the words.
God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on.
God said,
no.
And Abe said,
God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run.
This would be Mr. Zimmerman talking about growing up not far from this particular road here. Did Bob Dylan happen to play that last night in Green Bay, Dr. Kristen Lyerly?
He did not.
I didn't think so. I heard from the Saturday review in Eau Claire that there were very few classics played. It was more off of new album stuff. But I knew he was coming to Eau Claire for the new Sonntag Center. I see now that he was in Mankato Friday and in Green Bay last night, but didn't know that till I saw a post of you that you had gone to see him. How was it?
It was fantastic. It was quiet, very pared down, very bluesy.
Yes.
And the set was like a curtain and then a couple of those old-fashioned studio lights, and everybody was dressed kind of like the Beatles.
Nice.
So like the whole vibe was just very chill.
How big was his band?
Two guitarists, a bass player, stand-up bass player.
Nice.
Drummer. And then he was on piano the whole time.
Whoa, nice. Mm-hmm.
He didn't even grab a guitar. A little bit of harmonica, but mostly piano. And even when he sang songs that, you know, like It Ain't Me, Babe, it took a few bars to get into it before you realized that that was what it was, because the arrangement was so different and so bluesy.
Yeah, which, you know, again, you got to hand it to singers and bands. You know, they've played these things thousands of times. You know, I've said before that, you know, a painter, when they go someplace, doesn't have to repaint the same painting.
Yeah.
An author doesn't have to sit down and write the same book. But a singer and a band, they have to do the same thing over and over again. And so you're sometimes going to hear that different arrangement. But still, I took a screenshot from the Eau Claire performance, some Facebook comments, and it was just perfect to capture a screenshot of one comment going, yeah, it really wasn't a big, you know, big thing. I wouldn't have gone again. He kind of mumbled through the whole thing. I didn't really understand, and there were no classics. And then the very next comment, it was the greatest show I have ever been to. And on it goes. So I'm like,
what? Bob Dylan mumbled? What?
That's social media. Yeah, right. I love the first verse there of Highway 61 Revisited. But as I was playing it this morning, I realized it was the last verse that really fits into a transition into the news here. And it goes like this. Now, the roving gambler, that might be Donald Trump here. Now, the roving gambler was easily bored. He was trying to create the next world war. He found a promoter, Musk, who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61. And that's what we've got is a promoter who loves putting up the bleachers, loves having the rallies, loves talking big, but all this gambler, this businessman gambler is doing is, you know, currently triggering the next world trade war. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, Dr. Lyerly and a few million close personal friends were busy on Saturday making sure that people knew we're watching and that this is not really the direction we think we should be going in.
Well, was it Shakespeare who said there's nothing new under the sun? I mean, that's all Bob Dylan's lyrics. He's a Nobel mm-hmm. Prize winning yes. artist for literature because of what he said. And a lot of it is just dragging it up from the Romans and stories that we've heard in the past. History constantly repeats itself. And that's exactly what we're seeing with Donald Trump and the stock market. He projected this. We knew he was serious about these tariffs. He's been serious about tariffs since the 80s. He's on record on numerous occasions talking about exactly what he's doing right now. And we know, anybody who's watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off knows that tariffs don't work. So none of this is a surprise, right?
It's true.
It really
it's
is.
What the teacher was lecturing about was the tariffs. And
there's been
there's been all these other instances in pop culture where they use the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act to show that they don't work. But getting back to the demonstrations, you know, again, yeah, of course you're going to see thousands and thousands of people in Madison and Milwaukee, but it was all the other places around the state where I'm looking at Facebook posts from all over and so encouraged that people said, you know, didn't say, I'm just going to stay home. What are you going to do? People wanted to show strength in numbers.
They did. And what we hear from the MAGA folks is that these were just paid protesters, George Soros, all of the buzzwords. But I can tell you, we had almost 2,000 people in Green Bay, and they were my friends and neighbors. They were people I know
they
in
were
the community.
Paid. Everybody's paid.
Everybody's uncomfortable. And people were standing on one of the bridges in Green Bay, and as cars were going by, it was this constant, beautiful, melodic honk, 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 because people just wanted to be part of it in whatever way they could be. So people are engaged. They're standing up. They're using their voices. They're being peaceful. And I really appreciate that. And we're hearing it from so many unlikely places, like Ben Shapiro making a video talking yes. about how he doesn't support this. Wow.
Yeah. I saw a tweet that said old George Soros must be broke after paying out all those checks for the protesters.
That would do it. And, that would do it.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it was.
Do you want to wave hi really quick? The 11-year-old is awake.
Oh, hello.
Getting ready for school there.
All right.
He said he was just going to float in and out of the picture, and that's what he did.
And it's wait. You're in, so it's almost not even 6 o'clock, and he's just like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like, "Too much energy, kid. Too much energy.
Lots of energy."
Yeah, yes. I mean that was the thing too. Is like is really starting to see little bits of the cracks form on this whole thing, and people trying really hard still to defend Trump and these moves. Like, you guys don't understand. He's playing 4D chess. I'm like, I don't think he's even playing Candyland.
He's not. That's the whole point, is that there isn't a plan, much like repeal and replace. There isn't a replacement. It was simply break things. Remember, the guy has talked about that he wants to go back to the tariffs that William McKinley tried, mm-hmm. that Herbert Hoover tried, and in both cases, it led to recession, depression, Republicans losing tons of seats. You know, your congressman out there, Tony Weed, I would think maybe this might be the time to show a little daylight and show up at any of these sessions. I do recall seeing some video of you with an empty chair there the other day.
Well, first of all, might I mention that Thursday night after the first terrible day on the stock market, Tony Weed's on national ABC TV talking about how these are great and there will be short-term pain, but long-term gain. And we just need to support President Trump, which is his trope. That's really all he says. Yeah, we've got an empty chair. Well, hopefully he'll show up. I mean, it would be, there's been an invitation issued, so we'll see. But Friday night, we have invited Representative Weed to come to DePere's Community Center at 6 p.m. It's right down the road from his house. We know he's home because they're not working. So we would love to have Congressman Weed there so that the people can let him know what's going on in their lives and what they're concerned about.
The funny thing is, the closest that we've seen to any separation from Trump, it didn't really count even. It was Ron Johnson saying, oh, I'm concerned about these tariffs. I'm concerned.
And
which is, of course,
Johnson,
these are empty words. But even those, you know.
That whole interview, though, if you listen to that whole interview on PBS, it's, there are moments you're like, I don't understand what he's talking about. Like, he's not answering the question. He's doing something else. And it's very unnerving to listen to him speak to a PBS reporter who are some of the most thorough, because they're like, I don't care what side you're on. I need answers right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his face betrayed him. You could see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cassandra on YouTube, where is my check? She says about the paid protesters. The energy in Appleton was incredible. A couple of Trumpers drove past, saw a few middle fingers, but overall it was tons of honking and incredible vibes. Alicia puts in, Cassandra, it was awesome. The energy was electric. And Cassandra responds with, Tony put out his Weed Wire email and it was gross how much he was groveling.
I hate that word.
We'll have to get that. We have to have a, let's have an interpretive reading of that on air. Do you think you can get that for us, Kristen?
I've got it. I'll send it to you.
Forward me a copy. Maybe tomorrow I'll do an interpretive reading of the whole thing.
Welcome to the Weed Wire.
there's a couple of other things I did want to get to with you, not just the demonstrations. I don't have time for it right now, and I might not do it till tomorrow, but did you hear President Obama talking about, if I had done even one of these things, you know, what people would be like?
When he started out with that and the crowd laughed and they were like, you know, this is funny. And he was like, no, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah. And the only reason I'm not playing it now and getting it is I do want to get to one other thing that is for a doctor to talk about. And it's serious and it's sad, but you're the best person I can think of to talk about the fact that in Texas, a second child now has died of measles. And again, the people that want to play politics, this isn't something that's driven by, something faith-based or something like that. People are hearing contemporary messages, meaning COVID onward, from usually somebody who is, I would add, not a scientist, not a doctor. They're acting on it. And people are getting hurt, Kristen. And this absolutely breaks my heart, because I know there's going to be a third child going through this. And I have to turn to a doctor to say, what can we possibly say to parents like that to say, trust the vaccinations, or this could be what happens next.
Please get your children vaccinated now. Wisconsin is the second least vaccinated state when it comes to measles. We are in danger here in Wisconsin. And this is just a clarion call from Texas, like, take care of yourself. So if you are not vaccinated, if you're not fully vaccinated, and you can check your vaccination status by going to the Wisconsin Immunization Registry, just Google it. You have to put in a little information, but it'll all be there for you. Check your vaccination status. If you are not fully vaccinated, please do get vaccinated. Measles is incredibly contagious. It is not isolated to Texas. We know that there are cases in Minnesota and I believe in Illinois, as well as at least 10 other states. Measles is coming and we'll get sick. Adults will get sick, but children will die.
And that's the thing, is that, again, the perspective of saying, well, if the adults get sick, they must not work. And, you know, people still got COVID. You're not listening. You're not listening to the full extent of things, which takes me to some of the trolls, which I'm not going to name, but I'm going to mention a couple so that we can, again, knock down some of these points. One person said of the demonstrators, they were lunatics. Normal people don't do this on a Saturday, to which your second half is correct. Normal people don't do this on a Saturday because normal people don't normally feel the need to do it. The fact that so many normal people were out there should tell you something. From another one, remember when your leader, the almighty Joseph Biden, claimed that inflation was transitory? 4 years isn't transitory. Again, you're not right. The inflation was transitory. It was coming down. We were actually about to achieve the soft landing, you know, the perfect 10 for coming out of a recession. And, you know, now it's broke. But that leads us to one final comment saying, I will enjoy watching these folks when the tariffs work.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. To what extent are you planning on them working? And here's the thing, again, on the campaign trail, none of this was mentioned. I always talk about this with Scott Walker in Act 10. He never said during his campaign he was going to do what he did. Same thing here. If you go back, look at the tape. Is Donald Trump saying prices are going to come down on day one? Everything's going to be fixed on day one. He did say we were treated unfairly. He did not say that we were going to see the stock market sink to levels that are about to head into bear market territory. That's officially breaking the market. Heck of a job there, Brownie.
You know, listening to these comments, though, just makes me feel like, okay, friends, I get it. You're on that side and other people are on the other side. But this isn't a Packers-Bears game.
Yeah.
This is hurting every single one of us. And it's going to hurt you, too, if it hasn't already. So stop with the Biden did this and the finger pointing and the ha ha ha, you lost. It's not that. It's we've got to do better for all of us and for each other. We're all on the same team here.
But I honestly just feel like they don't care. The being right, and forgive the word, being right trumps us as a country succeeding.
Yes, and for folks that are like, well, I'm not feeling anything yet.
You will.
Yeah. You will, or you're in denial about the prices that you're seeing, and you're about to be about the things that are and are not available. And, you know, again, you can make the arguments all day long, but the numbers don't lie. Whether it's the price tags, the market numbers, or the number of people in the streets. Today's history lesson is next. You're up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, Pat, is this where you again say Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time was one of the best albums and everybody should just listen to it front to back? Yes. Yes, I am. So Bonnie Raitt went to number one on the album charts this day in 1990.
I do nothing to disparage this album, Miss Raitt, but every time this song starts, I'm like, is Doogie Howser on? Because this sounds like the theme song to Doogie Howser.
Is it that connect those dots?
It's the same keyboard sound.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Now I got to go look that up.
Yeah, now you're going to. You're welcome. You're welcome, everyone.
You are kind of the Doogie Howser of radio.
I'm 47. I peaked a long time ago.
Not you, Pat.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh. Right.
Okay. Ouch.
No. If anybody's in the eternal youth window, it would be Selena Heller who joins us on Mondays and still has that youthful look when she first showed up at our newsroom at Channel 13 and was... you know, throwing things around, going, no, what? I don't, where am I going? What am I doing? What am I? And she did the same thing on Friday about stories. Love that about her.
It's still the same.
It's still the same. Like, wait. I've got questions. And here she is. But she still asks the questions, still tells the stories, and has some stories for us coming up a little bit later on, including going to the big demonstration in Eau Claire over the weekend. So we'll talk to Selena about that in a minute. First off, on this day in 1999, Shania Twain's third album, Come On Over, it got a special certification because it had so many singles, like this one for the ladies here.
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
it was certified diamond on this day in 1999, making her the first female artist to have two diamond albums in a row. What's a diamond album? 10 million albums sold. That's not bad.
Wow. Yep.
Let's see. We've got Billie Holiday, the famous jazz singer, born this day in 1950. 1915, I'm sorry. Francis Ford Coppola was born 86 years ago today. Yeah, wow.
Shouldn't you do the math is awesome.
I know. It's funny when I see it and I go, wait, I did the math on all of them except this one. I missed this one. Acclaimed singer-songwriter John Prine died this day in 2020 at the age of 73 after contracting COVID. More birthdays include John Oates. Who? John Oates.
Oh, you know, Pat.
Fallen Oates.
I wish they weren't fighting.
That's a deep cut.
Yes, it is. Well, when you look up, you know, which songs did Oates sing lead on? It's a very short list. Uh-huh. It's this one and one we're going to play in the next hour when they did the remake of The Righteous Brothers. That was it. Yeah. Jackie Chan is 71 today. Russell Crowe is 61 today. Could we possibly go a week without Yacht Rock?
No.
This week in 1979, the top of the album chart was the Doobie Brothers' Minute by Minute.
Sorry. There we go. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
Shake it off, Greg. Listen to the man. Listen to the man sing. All right. On this day, 1943, the NFL made helmets mandatory.
That's good.
Happy birthday to the World Health Organization, created by the United Nations this day in 1948. Wish it was a happier birthday for you guys before somebody took a hammer to you. But what can you do? Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed as the first female black justice on the Supreme Court this day 3 years ago. On the national calendar today, this is Explore Your Career Options Week.
Oh.
Well, guys, it's been good. I'm going to get out of here now.
who are you talking to? Yep. This is National Library Week. I already mentioned this is National Beer Day, celebrating the repeal of Prohibition 92
years ago today. Every
day
is National Beer Day in Wisconsin.
I know. Yeah. Got more than 200 breweries here. It's in our daily newsletter. Go check it out. This is National Coffee Cake Day, which, coffee cakes, to me, it's got to be good. There's too many coffee cakes out there that are dry, crumbly. Yeah, sure. It's like, what good is it to have it with your coffee?
Coffee cake's got to be terrible. I have to hate it.
And this is Metric System Day. Hang on. I'm being paged by a grandson. Mm-hmm. What? Easton, come up. What's that? Okay, I'm hearing about the good coffee cake here in Idaho. We're gonna look into that later. Great. I really should have got him a microphone and a headset. Seriously, that was a fail on my part. I was gonna say Metric System Day, and I don't know why if there's a particular hook on this, but when I look at places where the U.S. is kind of, shall we say, gone alone out in the world, not always for better. The metric system should have been our first tip off. Like, we're a unique kind of people here. We would rather live out that Nate Bargatze sketch about, standards and weights.
Yeah.
And 2,000 pounds will be called a ton. What about 3,000 pounds? There's no name for that, or 1,000 pounds or whatever. It's just
You must have been like in high school when they tried to implement the metric system. I think. I was in like sixth grade and there was so much pushback.
And I'm as a kid, I'm like, what are you pushing back on? This is easier. This is easier. Are you so locked into to force of habit that you can't learn something new? Yes, came the response.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Simply.
Don't take away my freedoms. All right.
Okay. My freedom to be more complex and not live as long and not have as good educational outcome and on it goes.
Dang.
Selena, very quickly, what are we going to hear after the news break here?
Oh, all sorts of things. A few things from the rally on Saturday, similar to what happened all across the country. So we will hear from a couple of the speakers at the rally in Eau Claire.
Kristen, can you hang around?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, good. So we've got that. And also a couple of folks from the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative talking about creating a new hospital from scratch in western Wisconsin. Is it now the age of the independent community hospital nonprofit once again? That's all ahead on Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.